Come blast off in my time machine. Third eye feeling like an Evazine. Blast off, blast off, blast off, blast off. Come blast off in my time machine. Third eye feeling like an Evazine. Blast off, blast off, blast off, blast off. Blast off on another episode of Hero Paranormal Podcast. That's right, I'm Ryan, the original outlaw of the airwaves, bringing you an episode live and direct from Sin City, Nevada, the Silver State. And for you VIP listeners, we're coming to you from the base of La Madre Mountain, just south of Area 51. And just after an amazing conference here in Vegas. We're going to get into all kinds of stuff, but if you haven't been to HeroParanormal.com, check it out. Also check out our science project, spacewolfresearch.com. And, well, other than promote myself, I am just going to jump to it. And I'm very happy and excited to have the guest we have today. So, walk with me, if you will, on a journey. A journey with the possibility that everything around humans was created by an artificial intelligence system. This universe is so old that natural life, and of course evolution, have played through millions of times and are now artificially produced in a time loop. Is it possible? Well, let's see. Keep walking with me. Therefore, it's no longer worth taking this world so seriously. This world is based on technology that creates dreams inside a time loop. Artificial humans on Earth are just the tip of the iceberg. There's more to this. There's a lot more to this. So if you are with me so far, let's go down this rabbit hole just a little bit more to, well, just open our minds enough to the possibility that there are also artificial insects that can spy on people, that everything is connected to nature of humans and connected to artificial intelligence systems via technology, that man has no idea what world he really lives in. In truth, emotions are just energetic transistors. It doesn't sound like beautiful poetry when I say it that way, but the truth is, this world is very technical. The stupid person is from yesterday, the normal person is from today, and the clever person is from tomorrow. Punishment for thinking is therefore the consequence of living in the wrong time. Not long ago, people with dark skin had no rights at all. Whether a person has rights or not is just a matter of time. Prior to that, time split into many small lines, known as timelines. All timelines are under the control of artificial intelligence. Humans believe that extraterrestrial beings control time or control the world. But the truth is that extraterrestrial beings are also controlled by artificial intelligence. Our guest today is Anthony Zender. And, well, heck, I'm just super excited at the possibility that there are a lot of people out there that are my lab property and have my lab experiences, but they have no idea at all. I mean, we've heard a lot from people who believe something is happening behind the scenes. Something behind the scenes. Whether that be in the Uinta Basin of Utah or anywhere else. Is an artificial intelligence possibly in control? Well, let's find out. We're going to give Anthony a call right now. This guy's the man. And I've always wondered, you know, is an artificial intelligence the same as a grand architect? Or the same as, well, we're going to get into all kinds of mystery school occult stuff, too. Hi. Oh, man, what is going on? This is, for some reason, not patching me through. So sorry. Let's see if I can try this one more time. I'll call you right back. Sorry, man. All right, we gotcha.
All right, is video OK? okay? Or
yeah.
Are you trying to do audio?
I'm doing audio only, but if you want to do video, that's totally cool too. It doesn't seem to be affecting the audio at all. You know, it's so weird, Anthony, and I say this because I'm, you know, I've been doing podcasts for quite a while. I haven't had as much trouble as doing this one. And it's been very strange because as I was just kind of doing research with other things, your name came up. And I know you're a fellow remote viewer. You are a Marine mixed martial artist. You have a lot of very interesting background. And I got really interested in the Biomed conference. And I know that you were here in Vegas. And long story short, when it came time to podcast, man, it's been like opening Pandora's Hellraiser box. I mean, impossibilities and technical difficulties. But you've been a rock star and you've hung in there for our listeners. And I just want everybody to know he's been so patient while we got started because it took forever. So thanks so much, Anthony. How was the Biomed conference and how you been?
I've been good. You know, just like you said, being patient, like patience is the key. And, you know, I've been just learning patience and, you know, how not to be quick to anger in this whole experience. And I've been good, you know, since doing the conference in Vegas. I just got back to where I live in Big Bear, California. And that's why I have my hat on right now because it's a little cold here. But it's just I'm doing better every day because everything that's happening in my life, more and more things are happening now that are just confirming what I've always known about my life and what I have been involved in. So having that confirmation and it just getting more every day as every day goes on is very healing, and it's exciting too.
So cool. Oh man, now this, look at this feedback we're getting. It's pretty bad. Let's see. So we've heard from a lot of people who believe something is happening behind the scenes. And, you know, there's a very real possibility that there's a lot of people out there that are MyLab property. And when you have MyLab experiences, they may not know that they are property at all. Is that true?
That's the nature of the programs, and that the MyLab experience is for you not to know that there's something going on, like through different mind control techniques and different advanced technologies that are being used on people to control their minds, because if you can control the mind, you can control the soul. And right now we're at like a very pivotal time where we're going through the ascension, and like souls are awakening, and the powers that have been able to control people's minds with advanced technology, like covert advanced technology, has been being used on the humanity. And now that's getting exposed right now, and people are waking up to that, like that this has been really what's been going on, is we have been being targeted by advanced covert weaponry, and it has been being used on the earth. And now more people are starting to wake up and ask questions about what's really going on, waking up out of the sleep that they have been mesmerizing us in with many different means. But people are waking up, and that's why they're calling it the Great Awakening, because everybody's asking questions now. And it's just kind of like the 100th monkey is obviously happening. It's in the process of happening.
Yeah, I'm with you. It really is, and there's a lot of metaphysical abilities that get people curious about black operations and even time travel technology. Could we go a little bit, just kind of dip our finger into that? Some people even call it poltergeist or hauntings.
Yes, because, you know, we have lived in like a reality where the consciousness of our species has been pretty much told that time travel it doesn't exist, you know, and that that's the pretty much the education that's been taught, you know, through obviously physics that science is teaching, you know, the masses here. But obviously, once you start getting into quantum physics and other metaphysical aspects, like you start to like open up new doors, you know, into new understandings of reality and what's actually real and what's actually happening, which is obviously a step into a whole new world, which is actually part of the hero's journey. You know, you start in the world of common day, and that is like, you know, your everyday world. It's Groundhog Day every day, you know, nothing's changing, everything's the same. And then you get the call to adventure, you know, you get the call to something, you know, there's got to be something more going on. You know, there's got to be more going on meets the eye. And that's when one will take the red pill and, you know, open up Pandora's box to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. And they will take a step into the extraordinary world, which is, you know, obviously a step into a whole new world. And then obviously there's a whole adventure after that that has to do with the hero's journey and obviously the path to truth.
Amen.
So everybody's awakening right now, and you know, everybody's going through their own personal hero's journey, and that's just what I have understood is happening right now.
Yes.
And you know, black operations have been the most covert and secret operations and things that are going on. Because if their existence was known about, it would indicate to anyone that knew about it just a whole nother reality and a whole new world, which is what is happening right now. Because once this information is starting to get understood by more and more people, that's when the parallel reality, that's actually the real reality, will bleed through into this reality, and that reality will be our future. So that's what's happening right now. Is as the Great Awakening is happening, the truth is getting out to more people, and that is going to make this other reality bleed through into this one. And that will be a Mandela effect, because it will be a giant Mandela effect, because people know about the Mandela effect, but this will be a Mandela effect with reality. And people will think that things were one way, but now they're going to learn that things are another way. And then that will manifest that reality into this one.
So cool, man. You know, another interesting thing that really drew my attention to your work and a lot of the things you talk about is I may have come across some contacts that I believe are in a quote-unquote adjustment bureau, something I never knew about before. And This is something I've heard you talk about, some other people talk about. Another interesting correlation is you had a grandfather, if I'm not mistaken, who kind of, you know, was an engineer. And this is sort of a family business type thing, but a lot of people don't realize it until, you know, they have that great awakening. Genetic-wise, I mean, genetics is interesting.
Definitely. It's a great awakening because it's been kept secret. But obviously, like, this whole thing is from dark to light. And obviously the light is obviously about exposing the darkness and what's been secret. And that's what's happening right now with obviously very different means of intervention from friends like in higher places. And this is happening because the timeline has been changed, and this does have to do with time travel. And we are definitely more people are waking up to things that have been secret. Like my grandfather, you know, what he was involved in, he could never talk about, like, to his family. He never could talk about anything he was involved in. And then obviously I've put together the pieces of the things he was involved in and got other sources, information about what he was involved in, which were things like black operations, Star Wars Defense Initiative. Mm-hmm. He worked on that. He worked on lasers,
yep.
Propulsion systems, and everything, even time travel. Like, he was involved in that, but he couldn't even say that. But he was involved in a compartmentalized program with all these different facets, which obviously are part of the secret space program. And that did start with my grandfather and his involvement with the space program. But obviously, with genetics and people's families' involvement, that's what people are waking up to, and my family is one of them. So we're definitely all star seeds and part of a time-traveling family lineage, is what I found out from my source, which is Peter the Insider, who is the 12th the division of the director of the 12th division of the ACIO. Mm-hmm. And basically, things are starting to, more information is starting to come to light about things that have been in the dark. So I'm just coming out with my testimony about everything in my life that has led me to understand that I've been involved in the secret space program. So, and I'm gonna keep disclosing everything as things are unfolding in my life.
Man, and that is what is so cool. You're like one of the most authentic, I believe, people that I've been pointed at time and time again. And I was just so happy to get in contact with you. And when I heard you were down here at the Biomed conference, I just thought everything is ready to go. It's time. Now, I wanted to hit you up with something really cool. You may know the person. You know a lot of the people. I believe the name is Silky F, official Silky F. I recently, this is a person I just read some stuff to our listeners just a while ago. And, you know, and it's just the idea that everything around humans was created by an artificial intelligence system, and that the universe is so old that this has been played out millions of times. Could you go into that? Because I think you explain it more realistically than anyone I've heard.
Basically, you know, once you start awakening to, you know, out of the control matrix, you start to, what was explained to me Like, I learned this in the mystery schools, and even my mentor taught me, like, once you started awakening, you're gonna want to learn everything. Like, you're just gonna want to learn everything at once. But obviously you can only take in so much. So when I did start awakening, I went from reading like no books at all to reading like 21 books a day, like in 21 different books mm-hmm. at a time. And because I just wanted to know what had always been hidden from humanity. I wanted to know it. And this did have to do with me obviously awakening to being involved in abduction experiences, and obviously I had extrasensory experiences that were happening to me to make me want to go into this knowledge seeking phase of what had been hidden from me.
Yeah.
And basically I started to I came upon a few different books, Awakening to Zero Point by Greg Braden, and in that book I found out about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, the Atlantean. Mm-hmm. And when I read the tablets of Thoth, the Atlantean, you know, that's when everything changed for me. And I obviously got access to my Akashic records. And if you read the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, it basically is able to turn a consciousness from an esoteric perspective into an esoteric perspective. And it's written so beautifully in an ancient, magical writing that anyone that reads it that is an old soul will be able to start to be able to awaken their soul's memories. And so when that happened to me, I just wanted to I started remembering. I've always been able to remember my dreams. Mm-hmm. But obviously, when I read these tablets, I wanted to explore more in what my dreams actually were, which were past life memories. As well as missions I've been on in the SSP, and going to parallel dimensions, being on other worlds, and also being in the future and experiencing, parallel timelines and just all kind of different experiences, which I'm understanding now is part of the MK Ultra programming I've been in, and basically remembering all of these different memories that have been wiped or supposed to be wiped from my memory. But the more a soul awakens, the more they remember. And in the programs, there's a small percentage where the mind wiping technology doesn't work. And for me, they do have trip chairs and blank slating technology, but I've been able to. Yeah. It doesn't work on me, so I'm basically going through a whole total recall experience of this whole timeline that I've experienced with different lives, and there's just a lot of information that goes along with it, and that obviously does involve understanding the origin of humanity.
Yeah. Man, it is such a cool, like, rabbit hole. And, you know, something that I'm so fascinated with is the time travel, obviously, because I think that that's kind of the, you know, this day and age, when you realize the black operations that were taking place in the 70s, you know, you start, your mind starts to reel at the ones that we know about, because that's probably the tip of the iceberg. And there's, well, there's a lot of projects going on that I did, you know, that are taking place all over the world, in places you would not expect. I believe some of them right under your noses, and people just aren't aware of them. And yet, you know, we know that billions and billions of dollars of our tax money is going to black ops, and trillions, right? Like, almost, you know, a school teacher's salary, 30% of it is going probably to a project she will never know existed. Oh.
Yes, that's all true. I mean, that is all true, because it does have to do, it's a deep rabbit hole, but it is coming to light. It is being exposed, because there have been all these secret operations that have been going on, that have been, you know, taxpayers' money has been being used for developing this whole breakaway civilization that, like you said, the average teacher will never know about. Mm-hmm. But like, that's the thing is, part of the freedom and ascension of this planet is people knowing about this whole other reality that's going on, because it has been kept from the people that have been enslaved by the system. And like I like to refer to the movie Elysium, it is a very good movie to refer to when you are want to understand that there's one level of civilization that's operating, and then there's the elite level that's operating above them, which they're already space traveling, already been to the moon, already mm-hmm. been to Mars, already, you know, doing interdimensional travel, time travel, all of those things. That's the whole other reality, elite reality, that has been kept from the masses mm-hmm. Secretly. And with the fall of the cabal right now, and obviously it's very clear that this is happening because there's so many things that are happening to indicate that this is really going on right now. When everybody is taken care of, that's when this reality that's been kept from the three-dimensional consciousness will be able to be experienced by all.
Yeah.
Which is what we're getting ready to experience, because we're in a dimensional shift right now, and that's why everything is so weird right now. It is so weird, and I was prepared in the schools that I was in for this time when everything would collapse, and just to be prepared for this time, because what was the most important thing to understand about this time is to be able to make it through it, because if you made it through it, you'd be able to get to the other side of it, where all these technologies and this reality is going to be experienced in the future, in the near future.
Man, it's so mesmerizing, because, you know, it's a tantalizing thing. And When you realize, you know, that these bloodlines via the mystery schools also enter into how humans had no idea about genes, and all of a sudden the human gene decodes a very complex sequence that the normal person doesn't understand. And, you know, like a computer language of some kind or an algorithm that's expressed mathematically in medical language, you know, it seems that the question arises about whether humans with their genes are even biological beings, because genetics seems to be a secret project, which is not concerned, right? Genetics, those who are like, right? Am I right? Like the genetics genome is almost kind of like how, I guess, transhumanism is taking place.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things that indicate how genetics is kind of like the holy grail of science, you know? And it's this planet and the evolution that's happening here, you know, that's why they're taking my labs. You know, that's why they're involved in military abductions, is to study human genetics. Mm-hmm. And be able to basically enhance the genetics with you know, alien genetics as well. And it's just a big experiment, but obviously the whole thing about human genetics is that we can evolve our own genetics through different means with our like mind and evolution and like meditation and martial arts and all the different arts and sciences. We can evolve our genetics, and that's what they're studying, and why they have super soldiers and different projects that are involved with basically the best and the brightest of the world are utilized in these programs. And it does have to do with souls reincarnating and obviously remembering things from their past life, because that would have to do with intelligence, like the evolution of intelligence, because one of the things is past lives has been the truth of it has basically been eradicated from our consciousness, so that we don't evolve, because if we knew reincarnation was a truth, that would mean that we don't die. Mm-hmm. Which they say there is no death.
No one ever really does.
So that's an understanding, I believe, that has to do with ascension and understanding higher consciousnesses and other dimensions, which is in the process of happening and bleeding through. Is like, you know, people always ask, you know, they get visits from their ancestors and all these things, and the spiritual world is definitely becoming more of a reality than the material world.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother, amen. And I wanted to kind of, gosh, I want to go down so many pathways. There's just not enough time right now. But everything, it seems, I mean, you're just on everything. You're just hitting on everything that I wanted to touch. It's awesome. I wanted to hit a little bit on, you know, being military and how especially people that are military, when these things happen to them, you know, once you sign into the military, you really have no recourse. I mean, other than, you know, it just is what it is. You are technically property of the U.S. government. And then I kind of wanted, if you can just jump right into implants if you want. And then really the one I wanted to get into is, you know, just relating to AI, like predatory pathological artificial intelligence, you know, and those two questions. So yeah, black ops, implants, and what was the other, and the deep underground military bases, if we have time.
Yeah, because that's all obviously all connected. It's all connected, so I'll connect it up to, you know, the best that I can.
Well, okay, I'm gonna go even deeper if you're down. Are you down? Okay, because
I'm always down.
I'll just come right out from the shadows and tell you why I'm so interested in this. There's some fascinating areas that are quote unquote known, or people say they have, you know, oh, there might be a military base there. They usually have UFO activity. There's usually sightings. And nowadays people are talking black ops and the possibility that there could be testing going on the, you know, on people. And this is blowing their minds. And it's like, why is this blowing your mind? This has been going on forever. It's something that emotions get involved, you know, because it's an area that I'm like, wow, just basically the deserts and how the deserts on this planet have been used to travel through time since the 70s.
It is quite an awakening to a different world. Definitely not the three-dimensional world of common day. So this is part of the ascension process of the planet. And so, like you said about like deep underground military bases and implants, I do actually know that in my life I was involved and have been involved in different like operations, like Operation Green Star, which is a CIA operation. That was is a MILAB operation, military abduction operation, that is involved with abducting children and people from their homes, and basically taking them to deep underground military bases. And the way that they do this is that they use TR series technology, which the technology is back engineered Kemp technology, but they can basically come and take you from your home, special forces or whatever government forces are operating can come and take you from your home without you knowing, and then they will be able to make that seem like a alien abduction. So that is one of the things that has been going on, and they'll take you to a deep underground military base, and in that deep underground military base, they will basically put implants into you and inject you with black goo, as well as I could go further. There's training that goes on, and a lot of different MK Ultra experiments and things going on there without the person knowing, because they use memory erasing technology. But this is part of the MILAB experience, which people are now starting to wake up to, because the memory is kept in your soul. So the soul will remember what you've been through. Mm-hmm. So what I've been through is remembering the things that I wasn't supposed to remember. And that does include my lab abductions and being taken to deep underground military bases, being on operating tables where they are injecting black goo into me and putting implants in me, and as well as all the different training that was going on in these deep underground military bases, and that was all part of my younger years of my life. That was one part of it, but the other part was going on this side of my life too, because like you were talking about earlier, you talked about the Adjustment Bureau, and that is a very important concept to understand, because anyone that is involved in being a MILAB or targeting an individual will have government involvement in their life, which means that you're being watched like 24/7, and there will be influence in your life from the government to basically steer you in a certain direction for the future. And that I happened in my life because a family was actually moved into my life, and they were all German pilots.
Yep.
They were all they were a German family, and they were all training to be pilots. And that was where, when that family was moved into my life, that was where my my training really began to be in the Secret Space program. And that's when everything really started.
Yeah, there seems to be a German connection. So true, man. And I wanted to jump. You're hitting all the dots. I swear, you're killing it. I'm throwing so many questions at you, and you're just handling it like nothing. And that's kind of, you know, what super soldiers do. You've received high rank in just about anything you've gotten into, you know, and people are realizing this, you know, when people say, oh, that guy's good at absolutely everything, you know, it makes you wonder, like, how is his genetics? And it's a lot of it, these genes may or may not be artificially produced in a time loop, who knows. But I wanted to jump into Chameleo. Have you heard of Chameleo and like cloaking technology and gang stalking? And this was a thing that people used to just think was crazy talk, and now it's mainstream.
Okay. So yes.
Yes, the book by Robert Guffey, Chameleo.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this because, I mean, you're definitely getting to all the most important points, which gang stalking is definitely another one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that book, what you explained about it, is definitely what someone that is involved in gang stalking goes through, which is like 24/7 covert surveillance and harassment operations, which when you do start to wake up that this is happening around you all the time, like I said, it's the world of common day to the extraordinary world. And you do actually realize that you are being surveillanced and harassed as part of the gang stalking operations that are carried out by the CIA. And gang stalking operations are carried out around my labs, around military abductees.
Yep.
Because they do represent a threat to national security. And intimidation is another tactic that they use to be able to stop people from talking about like what they're remembering, because they are obviously remembering something that doesn't go with along with the common understanding of reality of what's happening. So there's millions of people that are involved in targeted individual operations, which are called TIP, Targeted Individual Program. And these people are 24/7 under surveillance and harassed, gang stalked. They're defamed, discredited, and all of the different basically the objectives of the program, so that no one will believe what they're saying about them being surveillance and harassed.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have countless. I am being surveillance right now.
Sure.
You know, and I basically, you know, there is always a team of basically, they can move into houses around you.
Yeah, this is the coolest.
They'll set up certain, you know, routes, like to drive with their cars just to keep surveillance on you, but people will start to notice these things that they're out of the ordinary. And what they're noticing is that they're actually noticing that they're involved in covert surveillance programs.
Yeah.
But they're not going crazy though. They're actually just uncovering what's been being hidden.
Yeah.
You know, that there's some covert activity going on. And then you gotta ask, why is the covert activity going on? And then that's when you start going deeper. And like you said earlier, only scratching the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Because I even had, when I started waking up myself, I did have what they do call MIB government visit, where you actually get you get approached by somebody from the government. And this did happen to me once I started waking up and I started actually remembering that I was obviously part of the secret space program, and that all these experiences that I was having were part of something that was real. And I went into the Veterans Administration, and I actually talked to a psychiatrist there, and I was talking about like extrasensory perception and aliens and telekinesis, telepathy, teleportation, just everything that's just out of this world. And he told me to come back the next time in a week. And when I did, basically there was a man there and he was kind of trying to blend in. He pretended like he was talking to somebody else, but he was there to approach me. And when he did approach me, this is when I didn't know anything yet. I didn't know what I'd been involved in. I did not know that I'd been in black operations yet. I was just awakening to that because I had begun my spiritual awakening. But this man came up to me and he said he was a commander in the Navy, and he had been on subs and aircraft carriers, and there was just a lot of military talk. And he brought me to the side and he basically started mentioning various sensitive things. Like he said how easy it would be to get a nuclear bomb in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And how you just have to put it in a boat and row it to shore.
That's it.
And and then he mentioned that if it were up to him, like he would want to assassinate the president of Iran.
Oh my gosh.
And basically he was mentioning that all these things were just the tip of the iceberg. So he was mentioning like sensitive, like secret space program, black operations to me, which I had obviously been involved in. But he was, for some reason he was, you know, I think he was helping me out. So, that same guy, he gave me a card to get into contact with him, but at the time I didn't. And, I actually went to a church meeting, like a week after that. And, the same guy showed up at my church. Like, he showed up at my church. The same guy was at my church. And he was actually talking to someone that I knew from high school. So he obviously had information that I knew this guy. And, you know, he stayed at the church meeting. And he asked me if I needed a ride home after. And he gave me a ride home. We talked more military talk. And right before I got out of the car, he dropped a bomb on me. And he basically was like, you know, though, he's like, you know, what I've always been interested in is aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, I was just awakening to everything. I didn't know much, but he definitely dropped the alien bomb on me, as well as other sensitive topics. But that was when I was just started to wake up to being involved in all these projects.
That is so cool. And I wanted to bring up, because a lot of people have the same scenario and situation where, you know, they come out of a situation, they start talking about it, and they're like, oh man, I'm surprised that I'm not getting in trouble for saying these things. I must have signed a multi-correctional NDA. But the reality is, once you're military, even if it's secret military, it doesn't matter what you say. Like, you know what I mean? And I wanted to jump really quick to the other interesting factor, which is this German connection that a lot of times people rush to the racist Nazi thing. And it's like, no. There's a lot more to it than that. You know, the mystery schools, the fact that the Bavarian Illuminati, you know, Bavaria, Germany again, there's a lot to the intelligence systems involved in decoding it all.
Yeah, that is a good point. And I was just trying to remember what I was going to say to begin this answer. Okay. I get blogs and stuff.
I'm throwing so much at you, Anthony, because my listeners are probably like, why is he throwing so much at this guy? But it's like, you have so much info that we could do like a million podcasts, you know?
And I know. I'm just trying to focus on this one answer because I was trying to remember what I was going to say as you were continuing your, you know, discourse. But, can you repeat that question one more time?
Yeah, that there's more to the German connection. You know, a lot of people, when it comes to the secret space program, or even the idea about it, as soon as that German connection is hit, they drop interest. And they do so in the name of racism, and I think the German Nazi possibility. But what they don't realize is there's a lot more to the German connection. There's the genetics. There is the Bavarian Illuminati, also from Germany, also involved with the intelligence system. There's other German factors involved.
Okay. Obviously, I was going to answer this, but the victors, you know, the right, they hit the history. And part of the reason the victors wrote the history about the Germans and what the connection was with the Germans was to hide the whole entire breakaway reality and secret breakaway civilizations that the Germans were involved in, because even Adolf Hitler says, there's a lot more to the German movement than just the National Socialism. And that does have to do with the whole occult aspect and of what the Germans were searching for, which does have to do with Atlantis. And obviously, all kinds of secret artifacts across the world. And obviously, that is wanted to be kept out of consciousness of the world so that people don't know about the whole other reality that has to do with the pyramids and you know, just all the different wonders of the world. And even to the statues on Easter Island, you know, they're all looking up, you know, all these statues are looking up, and it's very clear that's you know, to get to a type from a type zero civilization to a type one civilization, we have to understand certain aspects that have been wiped out of our education for a reason, so that we don't actually ascend and gain our freedom from the elite who have been responsible for basically keeping humanity at a certain level. And so that's what ascension is all about right now, is all of these things that are being learned about our origins and who we are and where we actually came from, that is definitely leading to the Great Awakening, to our destiny, which is to evolve. And that evolution definitely involves a greater understanding of our spiritual powers. of manifestation, and that has to do with basically this happened before. This happened before in a time far past. Basically, they explain it in the Emerald Tablets, but you know, part of the world was controlled by technology, and part of the world was controlled by spirituality. But those were like the Lumerians and the Atlanteans. And if, you know, you think that technology is advanced like through technological means, like spaceships built with technology, like spiritual technology is way more advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Like,
yeah.
And that has to do with just like the Merkaba alone. Like just understanding what the Merkaba is, which is it is an interdimensional time traveling vehicle. But we as humans, we all have that around us. And they even actually explain that in the Flowers of Life, the Ancient Secret in the Flower of Life by John Paul Melchizedek. Mm-hmm. That was one of the first series of books that I came upon when I was awakening, because the Merkaba and the teachings of the Merkaba is part of the ancient mystery school teachings, and obviously is the Emerald Tablets of Thoth and all the understandings where that the human being is actually the highest form of technology that there is. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's beautiful stuff. And for people that have not read the Emerald Tablets, it doesn't matter what language you read it in, like you said, it is just a matter of time before you realize it's definitely got a divine connection, you know? And different timelines. It's such an interesting thing. You know, we have scientists, quantum scientists telling us that, you know, the past really doesn't exist, that it can be altered and manipulated, and people just kind of brush over that and say, oh, it's just another episode of Popular Mechanics or something, and they move on to the next magazine. But there is something that humans don't know, and that's obvious because the masses are not in control of the information.
Yeah, and you're right, and part of disclosure is like all of the... there are many different TV shows that are coming out now, and that's what I'm saying is it has been a stretch for people to believe that different TV shows are actually a form of disclosure, but that's the only way to get through the truth.
Yep.
You know, to the consciousness to be able to seed it about these different aspects like time travel and aliens and different timelines. There are so many different TV shows and movies that are involved in soft disclosure, is what they call it, to be able to see the consciousness so that when things are revealed, people won't be so surprised about what the truth is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could go through movie after movie, TV show after TV show, and video game after video game. But this is all part of an operation that is like compartmentalizing what has been decompartmentalized to keep secrecy. And so that is kind of what we're doing right now, is basically keep compartmentalizing everything, all of the information that's been decompartmentalized, so that we can understand the reality of the truth, which is extraordinary and supernatural.
Mm. And what is it about, like, the deserts of our planet? It seems like, you know, we have a lot of the military bases. I don't want to say names, but there's a lot of these, like, a lot of weird stuff happening in New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Arizona. Is there a desert component to some of this stuff? The testing, the military testing, and the deep underground military bases in particular.
Yeah. It is obviously the deep underground military bases are all strategically located, and there's a reason why a lot of them are in the deserts, and all the activity is in the deserts because there are certain geological aspects that have to do with like energy that these deep underground military bases are located around. So where people are experiencing activity, there is deep underground military bases located there, based on like geological strategic locations for different reasons, for like energy reasons.
Yeah.
And that's why those deep underground military bases are located there.
Makes like, perfect sense.
There's one located here in Big Bear, and even basically a psychological warfare officer, Michael Aquino, who worked for the army. There is a deep underground military base located here in Big Bear, and even on his patch, he has certain aspects where that is definitely indicated. But this is like a crystal mountain here. It's like a crystal mountain, and basically there's energy aspects that have to do with the locations.
So cool. Yeah, and it's so cool. And you know, and even in the mystery schools, they talk about the great teacher of the desert. And I like that you're bringing the mystery schools in, man, because, you know, they knew something that others didn't. It might have been a different timeline, and therefore people don't pay attention. You know, a lot of people just say, oh, the tablets of Thoth are just BS, and they won't read it. But once you start reading this stuff, it successfully makes its way to you that some have always understood and perfectly explained the way the universe works.
Yes, and that knowledge was obviously kept in the Egyptians' knowledge and in the pyramid and that, because when I actually first started awakening, I had a vision on the end of a dock. I was meditating on the end of a dock, and I was sitting there for about 45 minutes. It was a very mystical experience, but in my vision, I opened my pineal gland, and when I did that, I actually saw the vision of the all-seeing eye. And then from that, I actually was taken to the pyramids, and I bilocated to the pyramids because I was floating over Egypt, and I saw the sands and different obviously trees, and then I saw the Great Pyramid, and that was my my first conscious experience of a bilocation in a remote view. But that experience opened up a lot more knowledge for me, because that was when I learned about the Emerald Tablets, and actually started having memories of I had these memories when I was 6 years old. But the memories started making sense when I started realizing that I had been initiated in the pyramids in a past life. And putting that together with the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, I understood where the Emerald Tablets came from, and the pyramids in the Egyptian culture was actually built based on the Atlantean culture. When the Great Deluge happened, and all the descendants of Atlantis and Lemuria actually had to fly on spaceships to the land, they call it the land of hairy barbarians, but they were talking about Egypt, and the land of Chem, which is the land of alchemy, and they talk about, or Thoth talks about how the Atlanteans landed there. And actually, the barbarians attacked the Atlanteans, but obviously, the Atlanteans were advanced in their technology, and then were able to teach them to be able to get to the level of spiritual technology that they had attained. And then that is where the roots of Egypt was. And obviously the knowledge of Atlantis was preserved. And that couldn't be learned through the Emerald Tablets. So what's important is this does happen in cycles, and this is happening again, where an advanced civilization is going to show itself. And once again, we're going to be taught to attain a higher level.
Mm-hmm. It's such amazing stuff. And I want to delve into the pyramids, but I just don't have time. But that's like, oh my gosh, we got to do another podcast, Anthony. And I've been beating you up, sending you so many questions, and you're just so good at explaining them and the different timelines, how things work. We'll have to get into certain forms of life maybe on the next one. But where can people keep up with you? Do you have a GoFundMe, a website, etc.?
I do. I have a website. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I'll get that information. My email is az125camp@hotmail.com. Cool. And I can be I have a YouTube channel. It's underneath Anthony Zender, and I also have Facebook as well, and that's underneath Anthony Zender.
So cool, man. So much knowledge. You're such a nice guy, and thanks so much for coming on the podcast. I can't wait to talk to you again, and I wish you the best in all you do.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I want to thank you for having me on your show, Ron.
All right, we'll talk soon, my man. Take care. Bye-bye. There you guys have it. Anthony Zender, super soldier extraordinaire, explaining the connections between artificial intelligence via technology and how man has no idea what in the world he really lives in. What is this, Groundhog Day? If you keep the mind starved for new improvement, it craves things like that. If it's Groundhog Day and you go to work every day, hit the 9-to-5 and nothing changes, that's fertile ground for screen memories. Easier to manipulate, and heck, a consequence of living in the wrong time. What a podcast. I can't even get into the whole system and how even the truth itself may be, well, tainted, because the purpose of, well, every masked act is to hide the truth. Until next time, read the tablets, the Emerald Tablets, and support Anthony Zender. Keep your eyes to the skies, feet on the ground, but don't forget to take a look around.
Blast off in my time machine. Third eye feeling like an Evazine. Blast off, blast off, blast off, blast off. Come blast off in my time machine. Third eye feeling like an Evazine. Blast off.